At a hearing on the bill this week, Randy Harden of the Wisconsin ATV Association said if approved, it would strip his association of close to $170,000 in fees that would otherwise have flowed to the state's segregated account used to pay for trail creation and maintenance.
Our ATV SEG account was oversubscribed last year. It was almost $3 million. In other words, we had that many more requests for trail projects than we had dollars for. So this would just be another $100,000 plus that makes our SEG account that much more in the deficit.
Harden says eliminating the registration requirement will also make it harder for law enforcement to determine which vehicles are properly registered to use ATV trails.
We do have a lot of trail systems in farming communities in rural America here. Should this bill pass, as mentioned, there is no private ag sticker in play. Therefore, law enforcement is going to be torn between, is this public? It's not an ATV route. And that is our number one citation issued, is the non-registrations of public use.
Backers of the bill say vehicles that don't use the ATV trails and operate only on private agricultural land shouldn't have to pay the registration fee. But Harden says utility vehicles used for farm work only are only required to pay a one-time $15 fee, half the annual $30 fee ATV users pay to use the trails. Gilman Halstead, Wisconsin Public Radio.